Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Work On It Wednesday. And listen, today I really want to address something that happened on yesterday, the school shooting. And I want us to really think about working on the mental health of our kids and the kids that we come in contact with, and checking on kids and covering our kids and making sure that we are asking the right questions that get our kids to think about their own mental health and take responsibility of their mental health. We know that hate is not a mental health disorder. Let me say that again. Hate is not a mental health disorder. Yeah, let me say that one more time because I need that to sink. Hate is not a mental health disorder. And for the last 2 weeks, we have seen some hateful things happen that resulted in people's lives being taken. And so we see and we hear that they had a mental health disorder. But when we dig a little deeper, we see that these were predetermined situations, meaning that these people premeditated on the actions of what they were about to do, and they understood the consequences of those actions. And so we do know that in the shooting that happened on yesterday, that the person who actually did the shooting took his life, and so he's no longer living. And but what makes me even sadder is that he had access to such a powerful gun. What makes it even sadder for me is that he premeditated on this and nobody saw him. I looked at the picture of him and I'm thinking, man, he looks like he has some mental health disorders, that he was going through some things and nobody saw him, and nobody continued to not see him, to the point it got to this space where he was willing to take lives, including his own, in order to get to a place to be heard or to be seen. Again, hate is not a mental health disorder, but not being seen, being bullied, being ignored, now that can lead to mental health disorders. And if we think about the person, the perpetrator in Buffalo, New York, we understand that the one thing that was said was that, you know, he had a mental health disorder. But when we examine what was going on with him, we know that that was premeditated, that he went into that supermarket a day before and talked to many Black people, and it was an upscale place. So he talked to prominent Black people with the intent to come and kill them. I'll say it again, hate is not a mental health disorder. So today on Work On A Wednesday, we need to work on the fact of defining what a mental health disorder is. Hate is not a mental health disorder. Racism is not a mental health disorder. Neither is there division, segregation. Any of those things are not mental health disorders. And so we can't keep justifying mental health disorders in these unhistorical places. We can't keep justifying the actions of those who do these as a person with mental health. Now, am I going to take away that there may have been some mental health issues? Yes, most definitely. We can definitely say that they had some mental health issues, but hate will not be categorized as such. So today, I really want us to work on defining and redefining our perception of mental health. Mental health says I need help. Mental health says I don't know the words or have the words to express any emotion or feeling. But hate is not a mental health disorder. As a matter of fact, hate is classified as an emotion, as a feeling, with very strong conclusions. So it's not a mental health disorder. It can affect our mental health, but it's not a mental health disorder. It's not a mental health illness. And so today, I really, really want us to work on being aware of how we label, how we look at, and what perception we have when it comes to mental health. And I want us to be aware that we don't misuse or abuse the word mental health, in order to justify the actions that go on in our communities, in our country, in our states, in our cities, and in our systems. So today is a little bit deep because I really don't think we understand how mislabeling people can affect the mental health of those who are directly and indirectly affected by the actions of those who operate in the feeling and emotion of hate and not the feeling and emotion of mental health illness. So let's work on that on today. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great day. And make sure that you like, share, subscribe, and follow Jesus Plus Therapy Sis on all social media and podcast platforms. We are here breaking the stigma of mental health during Mental Health Awareness Month and all year round. Can't wait to see y'all tomorrow on Therapist Tip Thursday. That's a lot. On Therapist Tip Thursday. See you tomorrow. Bye.